There's never been a single time, not a one, that I've been to Detroit where it wasn't some kind of adventure. The city is fucking crazy. It's like it's palpably alive. It's an entity. It's not like just a place you go. It's Detroit. And one of the reasons that Detroit is my favorite market is because the audiences in Detroit, for a comedian, I find them to be particularly challenging. So when I go there, in this particular story, it seemed like a pretty benign night. And I'm sitting in the dressing room at the Fillmore, and there's an older gentleman in there, and I don't really talk to the guy much, but he was a nice guy, cool energy, shit like that. And then famed Detroit rapper Danny Brown came in. Now, at this time, I wasn't that familiar with Danny Brown's music. You know what I mean? So when he asked me to smoke with him, I just smoked with him. I didn't hear all that Adderall, and all that shit. I didn't know he was about that life. I'm assuming it's weed. I don't know what the fuck it was, but boy, I mean, I smoked weed a million times in my life. Never, ever remember feeling this way before. And as I was walking on stage, I told my road manager, you know, my number's up tonight. He's like, what does that mean? I'm going to bomb. And true to my professional prescription, I did. But there's bombing and then there's the shit that happens in Detroit. It's like the crowd was with me. But the way the crowd responded to me wiping was one of my favorite crowd interactions ever. And as the set is going terrible, when it's clear, I'm not going to be able to pull the nose up and I'm going to have to crash this thing. I saw Danny Brown slipping out the room, which made me laugh really hard. Go back in the dressing room, everyone, you know, there's a stink on you after you bomb where everyone looks at you like, you know what I mean? Like head wound Harry, like, nigga, are you okay? But I can't explain it to you. I really didn't care. And then it turns out that this kind older gentleman was Big Sean's father. And my goodness, what he gave me a pep talk that only a dad could give. And it made me feel wonderful, wow, man. So shout out to you, Big Sean. Shout out to Detroit. I'll never stop loving your city, and I'll never stop loving you, bro. You guys are the truth. Much love to the Motor City.